Avis Gagne is the chief executive officer of Smoky River Decortication in the Falaire Donnelly area. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Avis, thank you very much for joining us. How goes preparation for the plant in Donnelly being open sooner rather than later?
Well, we anticipate it'll be very soon. The crew is just working on putting to the finishing touches on getting the processing line together, and are hopeful that they will be running the very first bale through on Friday.
Wow, on Friday?
Yes. Yeah, so this, of course, is all about getting the line calibrated with the various components. And so it's not full production, but it will be exciting. And I can't wait to see that. So, yeah.
I guess this would be the testing phase, or am I wrong in this assumption?
Yes, well, it's commissioning. It's probably a better way to put it. There's various components on the line that have to be calibrated, you know, in order to make sure that everything's working as it should be, and that the controls are set properly on each section. And yeah, so we anticipate probably not being in full production until October, November. Just because it's difficult during the summer. Of course, we work with a lot of farmers, so they're busy right now, and they're busy till, you know, from now until September, October. So, yeah, but it's exciting. It'll be exciting to see that first fiber and herd to come out of the end of the line. So we're thinking Friday. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed. You did get the equipment recently to put in the plant. The installation stage is happening right now. How much did the excitement ramp up, especially that the equipment started arriving?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started arriving over a year ago. This is all purpose-built for us. So our engineer and builder, as he was building it, was, of course, tweaking it. Because he wanted to have it absolutely the best it could be before he sent it. And so the last two pieces of the line arrived about a month ago. And then it's a matter of putting together the various conveyors and stuff between the components, which is what they're doing now. So, yeah, it was exciting. We were all there watching it being unloaded, the last couple of pieces. So, yeah, it's beginning to feel real.
What kinds of products, or what kind of, the type of business is the decortication plant going to present in the Donnelly area once things are up and running?
So we will be decorticating, which is really just separating the various components of a stalk of hemp straw into the fiber, the herd, which is the core, and then the green dust, which is the leaf matter, and packaging each of those for sale to our customers. We're anticipating for startup, we probably will only be running one shift a day because there will be some tweaks, and we know that. This is a brand new, never seen before type of decortication. So we're quite sure we'll have some tweaks, and our engineer will probably have to make a couple of trips down and get things calibrated the way they should be. So initially, we're thinking probably 6 employees. And that's just the one shift. At some point, we hope to run 3 shifts a day down the road. But for now, it will be just the one shift.
In your mind, I believe in a previous interview, you answered this question. But I guess I asked the question again. How much is there a need for this type of manufacturing that is going to be happening in this region?
Well, we have buyers eagerly awaiting all of the fiber that we can produce. Mm-hmm. And the fiber is the big dollar product that comes out. And we also actually just recently had a request from a manufacturer for 10,000 metric tons of the herd. They will take it as soon as we have it. So there's definitely a market for everything we can produce.
I know this is peering into the crystal ball here a little bit, Avis, but can this business and this market expand, you know, 2, 3, 4, 10 years down the road?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're just hitting the sort of the, it's just starting to open up. And so I think we will see, I don't know how much, you know, folks look when they're looking around for things in the various stores that we shop in. But it's not hard to find grow mats and animal bedding made out of hemp. They're becoming quite common. Mm-hmm. Our customer for the fiber is actually making insulation baths and sound barrier from the fiber. And that's, they cannot, they've got orders years ahead because it's clean. It's, you're not dealing with a hazardous waste like you are with the fiberglass bats. You're not dealing with rock wool. We truly believe it'll explode.
Is it more durable?
As long as your wall is up, the fiber will be in there insulating it, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, how long does a building last? 100 years? It's good.
Yeah, just curiosity on my part, because obviously this is a new product that is being, or a new type of product that is being manufactured and in the beginning stages here in the Northwest. I guess, Avis, now that, you know, the bales are going to start going through the decortication plant and the phases are going to be happening, and the plant is going to be, you said October, November, when things are going to be in sort of full swing. How much excitement is there to see the light at the end of the tunnel to see this into fruition?
Oh, lots. We're all very excited. It will be a big celebration for sure once we're actually in full. I mean, it'll be a celebration when we send that first bale through, but it'll be far more of a celebration and excitement when we're actually feeding, you know, several bales a day through. We can actually process probably up to 3 tons an hour, so maybe 4. We're not quite sure because, of course, this is brand new equipment, right? But our engineer seems to feel we can hit 5, but we'll stick with 4.
Starting small and working your way up from there, eh?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's been our whole, the way we've done everything. You know, got a few people together who were thinking this could be something and could create a fantastic economic opportunity here. And in many places. I mean, this is replicable across this province. So that's kind of where we started, small, and we're still not huge, but we think we're going to hit some headlines in places, because I just spoke to someone from Kazakhstan yesterday that's all excited about what we're doing. So it's exciting.
Holy moly, the Peace Region on a global market. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, why not? Canola's on the global market. Wheat's on the global market. Why not hemp, right?
There you go. And that will work just fabulous. Avis Gagne is the CEO of Smoky River Decortication Plant in the Falaire Donnelly area. Avis, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.